We've officially outed Kristen as a lurker of the BFO.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can call in for Lurker Week or whenever he does that.
Oh, well, see, I haven't listened for quite a full year. It's close, but not quite a full year. I haven't heard of Lurker
Doesn't
Week.
He do like Lurker Week or something?
Yeah, on occasion. I think
he wants people who are listening but he doesn't know of to call him or something.
Yeah, it's weird because I don't know how to go from someone who he doesn't know to suddenly making a comment. There's been times like for the Christmas episode, I was going to call in and give him my little story. I'm like, how would he say who this is? Here's some random person named Kristen.
Your name.
He would say your name. And right? You met him in Vegas, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
so we shook hands. You told the story. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Even though it was wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even though it was wrong. I did not.
I forgot about that story.
Just so you know, I thought it was amazing. And if lube does that for hands, all women should dip their hands in lube. That's all I'm saying. That's what I've thought to this day. I need to know what brand that is. And we'll just repackage it, put it in a new name.
Oh, that story.
Everybody needs it.
That was our post-Vegas show that we did.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Doesn't he do like Lurker Week or something?
Yeah, on occasion.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4796 of the BFO for Fright. The 30th of June, not the 30th, the 26th of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Hey, Fatty, you're getting a little ahead of yourself. Hello, Last Chances, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well, y'all. It's your last chance. If you're a lurker out there, y'all, it just takes a second. It just takes a second to send a voice letter or post something over there at the www, or maybe you can send an e-letter. Ruined at bigfattyonline.com. Just say, Herbert, I am a lurker and I listen to the little show and I love it when you fuck it up. So I basically love it every day. Anyway. y'all, sometimes I just have to giggle. Y'all, I got a lot going on today, so before we the time gets away, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. I hope this person does not hear this celebration greeting. Yes, Big Fatty, we have to call protective services. We would. Our birthday boy is the son of my Northeast Straight Yeti! Y'all, it's little Logan. Big Fatty, we love little Logan. We do indeed. And y'all, just a quick story. Northeast Straight Yeti. Y'all, he used to listen to the Game Night Gals that you heard over there. I'll tell you what that is in a minute. And they said podcast, no, we will not do anymore. He came over to the BFO. Oh, Big Fatty, he came over to the dark side. He did indeed. So y'all, there's a connection right there too. I guess maybe he even lurked a little bit. Big Fatty, I doubt it. Anyway, y'all, if you said surely little Logan is not on the social medias. But y'all, if you see my Northeast Straight Yeti, Dan, have him wish little Logan a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. And he better share it with Evan, too.
Happy birthday, happy, happy.
time for a big fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, a couple of e-letters we got here. One was from the Laughing Buddha. You know, he's the official spam ambassador of the BFO, former number one fan. He writes, he posted this over at the WWW. He says, Big Fatty, I think you levelator is broken or something. You might have mentioned this, but I was in the shower and couldn't hear what you said. Laughing Buddha, could Haley hear it? Big, fatty, poor Haley. And y'all then, since it is Lurker Week, and y'all, just because I'm recording the for right little show, y'all, Lurker Week goes. Lurker Week goes until Sunday evening, so this weekend, don't hesitate to get over there and de-lurk. But y'all, Erica, you know, she's a former lurker that came out and became she de-lurked, and she says, happy Lurker Week. I thought I'd write with a gas and lime repote. Y'all, if you're a lurker, you can send me a gas or a lime repote too. Big Fatty, if it's going to get, you missed it yesterday, a gas repote. Y'all, Erica says, Big Fatty, I got gas in Chesapeake for $3.62 a gallon. Y'all, I had another gas repote from Miss Bacon. She filled up the old gal again, $4.69 a gallon, y'all. And, you know, that's the no ethanol high test. But then Erica goes on to say the limes at the commissary were 59 cents each, or a 2-pound bag for $3.99. Love you, Erica. And y'all got a lime repote from the turnip head, and he says that the limes were 69 cents a piece, and a bag of them was $5. So Erica, you got the turnip head beat. Oh, Big Fatty. And Erica, thank you so much for that. That's just, it made me very happy to see you jump right back in there and just participating. It didn't take much. Eric, I should have checked this before the little show. Are you on the ham map? If you're not, get on the ham map. That'd make Big Fatty happy. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Now you're just being a whore. Anyway, y'all, what was I saying here? I got the gas. Y'all, all right, let me just look here. Y'all, yesterday, when Lamont Cranston wrote in, I couldn't remember the actress's name. Y'all, it came to me. It came to me as I was drifting off to sleep on Hump Day Night. Y'all, it's Susan Lucci. It's Susan Lucci. And so that got that off the list now. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's get right into this. Y'all, I did listen to the Thursday little show, and I think it sounded better without the levelator. So maybe the levelator is only needed if there's two speaking personages. Many personages. Y'all, I didn't get a chance to tell you about Tuesday night and Hump Day. So y'all, we're going to go from Tuesday to today, and I think I mentioned that Alan you know, my good friend Alan Lefebvre and Brian, Alan and Brian, they got back from El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for, say it, Haley, El Hospitalo. Everything went fine and all, and Brandon was like, "Oh, I'm wide awake now, y'all." He sat on the sofa, and y'all, I thought I was gonna have to get him a drool cup. He's just, you know, out of it, which he should have rested. But y'all, we went to supper at Lola, we had mentioned on the Hump Day show that we were planning on going there, y'all. And I was so excited because, you know, it's the Nolans place, and y'all, I said, "Ooh, I'm gonna get me a big old bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo." Y'all just love a good bowl of gumbo over the white rice and everything. Y'all, so the waitress came and took the order. Y'all, I ordered jambalaya. Y'all, yes, McFaddy, you're just going downtown more and more every day. It's true. And so, y'all, we came back and Tuesday evening, y'all, we had what are those called? The Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars. We sat out on the front porch just like the old people do. Sat on the front porch on a summer's evening eating an ice cream. And y'all, then we came in the house, watched the election returns, and y'all, then it's time to go to bed. Big Fatty was tired. Tired, I say. Y'all slept like a baby, got up on hump day morning, had the coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, got Alex and Brandon all packed up and on their way. They had to go to a consultation, they call it, on hump day, and then they were heading back to Carolina Cheese and Provisions. You know, it's your one-stop shop for all your holiday needs. And I believe they were having a wine dinner there on Thursday night, and so I'm sure that went well. And after that, the Nip says, no, I do not want to go to the Vonsies. So, y'all, I went and got Earl Grey wash. Y'all even cleaned the are those called? The floor mats. Y'all, from there, I went to the Vonsies. Yes, Big Freddy. Went to the Vonsies. Y'all, didn't have a whole lot on sale that I needed, but I picked up a few things. Y'all, they had the good Vanity Fair dinner napkins. Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all got the Glory seasoned green beans. They were on sale, so I got a couple of cans of that. Y'all, they had the all free and clear laundry detergent. Buy one, get one free, got one of those. Y'all picked up another bag of that delicatessen popcorn. It was really good. I like that. Y'all, they had the Rotel diced tomatoes, you know, for your dips and things. They were buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had the Cape Cod dark russet potato chips. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Picked up a sour cream pound cake from the bakery. Picked up a couple of containers of strawberries. They were fresh strawberries. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all got another package of the Haagen-Dazs chocolate cookery crumble bars. They were still buy one, get one free. Got a can of the Ready Whip Zero Sugar whipped cream. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all got, they had the Smithfield hometown roll of sausage on sale, as well as the breakfast links. So I got one of each of those. Y'all have spent $43.96, but I saved $33.33. Big Fetty, that's very redundant. Y'all got home and put my provisions away in the larder, and then the Nip and I, we headed up to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I needed to get some provisions for in fact, y'all, we're having the big meat brufkus this Friday. So I needed eggs, and I needed some Kerrygold butter, and I got several other things. I don't really, oh, they had the fresh squeezed limeade. So I got a jug of that and a couple other things that I don't really remember, like I said. But anyway, y'all, the Nip, he got some several things, one of which was a rotisserie chicken, and that brings us to this.
Shenanigans, have some fun and play shenanigans.
Now, y'all, like I said, he got a rotisserie chicken and got it home. And about 2.5 hours later, he realized that he had not put it into the frigidaire. And y'all, I get messages. Oh, I've talked to the intertubes, and they say that some people you've passed the layer of time where it's safe. He says, "What would you do?" I'd say I'd put it in the refrigerator and eat it tomorrow. And y'all, he fretted over that. I said, "It's cooked chicken." I mean, you know, you've been on a picnic before where they had cooked chicken, or your tom turkey at Thanksgiving sits out for hours on the dining room table, and then you go make you a tom turkey sandwich. And but y'all, he monitored his heart rate and his blood oxygen for many hours during the evening. And y'all, we went to the Costco on Thursday, and he was like, "Oh, I've still got to get through the 3 to 5 day window to make sure I'm gonna be okay." And y'all, y'all, he's batshit crazy, is what he is. He's just batshit crazy. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely final weekend of June. Got the full moon coming up on Monday, so the crazies will start coming out this weekend. And once again, y'all, Lurker Week doesn't end until Sunday. And y'all, please participate in Lurker Week. It'll make Big harder. Very happy. Yes, Big Fatty, you need all the happiness you can get. Can't even remember to order gumbo instead of, what is that other stuff you ordered? Jambalaya. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the game night gals, and Brian, anything you want to remind everybody?
Doesn't he do like Lurker Week or something?
Yeah, on occasion.
Yes, it's this week. It's going on until Sunday. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.